Trent. Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hello.
Hey.
What's going on? Fire?
Ron is dead.
How you doing, Stanky Leg?
High five from everyone.
Took it to the limit.
I have a horrible foot fetish.
Do you?
Let's go, Red Sox.
I'm Leo.
Let's go, Red Sox.
Hear me like a bow, bow, bow.
Go, Red Sox.
Hear me like a bow, bow, bow.
Wall dick, well, yeah.
Stop the hammering.
Hello. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Head into the twilight, spread no the wings tonight. She got you jumping off the track and shoving into overdrive.
Drive.
Highway to the danger zone.
Smooth move, X-Lax.
I'm sinking right into the danger zone. You'll never say hello to you until you get in the red light overload. You never know what you can do until you get up high, you know.
Slider, you stink. I do the jitterbug. I do the jitterbug.
Wake me up before you go-go, cause I'm not planning on going solo. Wake me up before you go-go, take me dancing tonight. I wanna hit that high. Yeah.
Gag me with a spoon.
Computer says do not log off. Right here. No one else should use this computer. And Tucker Silva, who I have no idea who he is, but he's obviously a stupid jackass that had to sit here, logged off the stupid computer, and now I can't, for the whole show, I'm not gonna have it.
Do you have a login?
No.
Okay.
No, because they switched everything, and I used the generic crap. What the hell is his problem?
Have Nick give you his login. You'll be able to get in.
I mean, why are you here?
I wonder if you...
Sit in the other room, you jackass. Why do you have to sit in this seat and screw with everything? There's a sign on it that says, do not log off. All I do is what the company said. Who the hell is Tucker Silva? And why is he here? Call him now. Call him on the phone now. Wake his ass up now. I really mean it. He should wake up in love life with what I say. Call him on the phone. I want to know why he was sitting here. I want to know why he took it on him, upon himself. Thank you. I want to tell him why he took it on, upon himself to log out of what I was doing. Everything I need to know. I'm fascinated why Tucker, who the F knows Silva, had to do this to me.
I think Tucker hosts a fantasy football show with
my goodness, he should. It's March.
That's why he needs to sit over there.
I also think that
someone might have used his sign-in. Who late night? When you hit late night, does he stand where you are?
We're trying to figure that out. We don't think he was here last night, but we're trying to figure that out.
Okay, well...
We're calling him.
If he was here last night, if he wasn't here last night, now it just says we're happy you're here.
Oh.
Getting things ready. Please don't turn off your... What did Tucker Silva do? All I want to know is what he did and why he was there. And if he wasn't here, where's the Tucker Silva army that seems to know all his information?
Well, just know that you asking Nick to call Tucker Silva so you yell at him is almost like when someone has to turn in a family member to the FBI. Because Nick and Tucker, they're like best buddies. I mean, they're like...
They are.
No wonder Tucker's so dumb. I don't know who he is from Adam. How old is he? He better be young. Or is he one of these losers that hangs around all the rest of their lives, making $5 an hour? Oh, does that piss me off? I'll just log off. It says don't log off. It says it right here on the computer. Yeah, don't log, do not log off.
It does, in big letters, do not log off.
I log off.
Yeah, that happened to me a few times at the beginning, too.
But Tucker effing Silva?
Yeah.
Who the hell is he? I mean, can you imagine? Can you imagine the audacity? No one has to sit here. It's a joke sometimes. Someone sat here, fine. No one has to sit here. He doesn't have to sit here. What is he doing? Why is he so stupid? My God.
I
they got Is this him? What the, is this Tucker Silva?
Yeah.
What the hell is wrong with you? Why did you sit in this seat and log out of my computer?
Okay, so here's the thing.
No, there's no thing. I want it explained to me. Do you have children?
No.
No, I don't want any rigmarole. I want to know why you sat in this seat and on a computer that said, do not log off, you logged off.
I didn't work last night or any time this week.
Okay, then why are people using your sign-in? Did you give it to everyone? Like, did you play goody catcher?
I'm a genuine person, and a lot of people don't have a login on the weekend, so I lend them my login.
All right. Well, you're an idiot. And I like that you have the week off, too. And you're a genuine person. Real genuine person. Big stupid dumbass.
Who is here overnight? Like was there anybody sitting in there during Adam Jones' show?
Big Tucker Silva, the unknown, the mystery that is Tucker Silva. I mean, are you kidding? Are you joking with me? I'm a genuine person, so I give people my login. Well, how genuine of you. Stupid. I haven't worked all week. Well, what are you doing? You're obviously in the south of France.
That happened to me so many times when we first switched over. And I'd be in the other room, and I'd come in nice and early so I'd get production done.
Yeah.
And I would just have to sit. And like, all right, I came in an hour and a half early, so I can't do anything.
Yeah, and now I can't log in to anything because all the logins, and I don't know how to log in to half the crap that's on the computer.
I did that to Hardy right at the beginning when everything had changed, and everything had changed over, so I didn't know to log off, and I logged off by accident and screwed Hardy.
All right, go look at who produced last night and call him or her, even though we don't have a female employee. Go.
We had a Celtics game, so we're trying to track down who might have been here.
Oh, okay. Good. They were, you know what they were doing? They were watching television.
It was a Bruins game. It was a Bruins game last night. Yeah.
Regardless, they were watching television. They were in here watching television, and they liked this seat because it was closer to the one TV, and they were watching television.
Yeah, it was whoever was here with Adam Jones and Nick last night.
Yeah, and Tucker Silva with his big, he's a genuine person. What an idiot.
The hashtag who is Tucker Silva is trending right now.
The mystery man.
Yeah, the mystery man.
You catch him every Sunday during the football season with Mike Lockhart.
Good. I'm glad he does that show. He's not doing it now. He's floating around on that in the middle of the night like a cat burglar. I mean, what an idiot. I'm a genuine person. Oh, are you? You're stupid. Why then put your social security number on social media. Let's see how genuine you are, stupid. I haven't been here all week.
He's calling somebody right now and yelling at them.
No, he's not. No, he's on vacation. He's sitting there and he's sunning himself in Italy. Tucker Silva at home. Took the whole week off.
Have we figured out who it is? Who's sitting in with him? Because
take it all week.
It lists who's running the games, like Howie or Jeremy. Doesn't say who else might have been.
It doesn't say what losers here just pick their butt.
Who produced
it? Or maybe it was someone with no power who decided to come in because Tucker Silva is so genuine and decided to come in and be real genuine with him.
Because now that we know that Deering's gone, who's producing that the night?
I think it's Jeremy.
Okay.
For the most part.
You checked with him? Because if it's a three-man team, I mean, Jones has got his computer here. Cattles is over there.
Mm-hmm. Jeremy stays in here and runs the game how he does the Celtics games.
Yeah, well, whoever was in here probably didn't have power, and they had run into Tucker Silva, who's so genuine.
Can you check internet history? Well, I guess it's since I logged in.
I logged out of Tucker Silva's thing because I don't know how the hell to...
You didn't log out of anything. You were stuck out.
No, Tucker Silva was signed in, and I don't want Tucker Silva with his genuine ass.
No, he was signed in, but you couldn't get into the internet way.
No. I couldn't get into the internet that way. You're right. Tucker Silva. So genuine. I'm a genuine person. What a stupid, adjective to use. Genuine? I'm a genuine person? No, you're a naive, stupid idiot. Oh, my God.
Well, that is a... Nick over here, you felt bad to have to call your buddy, didn't it?
Well, how the hell are you friends? How do you know each other?
You guys went to like...
Marshfield High together. Oh, good. Marshfield High. Real... That's the Dartmouth of... for hillbillies.
It's high school. Jesus.
Nick, I can tell Nick felt pretty bad about that
yeah,
one.
I'm good. I'm glad he felt bad. He's partially to blame for being friends with an idiot. Boy, what it would that Marshfield High must feel pretty good between Tucker Silv and Nick Jamelli.
By the way, if you wanted this morning, you could start every call with "I'm a genuine person."
That's perfect. What a dumb thing! Like that doesn't even make sense. Like I'm a rube who allows everyone to use my crap.
I'm a genuine person. What are you, a replicant? Is that the other thing?
It's just such a dumb, typical garbage person.
A replicant.
The good news is I'll never see him because he rots here at night. I can't tell you how pissed off I am.
I think you're doing a pretty good job of describing it.
Because I'll never get in it again. Like, it's gone.
Yeah, now you're going to actually have
to... I don't have a login for Beasley.
It took me forever. I don't want to do that. Well, see, I had to because no one was here when I would get here. So I'm like, I can't just sit around and wait for somebody.
Well, no one's here when I'm here.
Well, I mean, you know, I can give you like my thing like
right,
that.
Right,
but I mean, there was literally no one here.
I mean, come on. All right.
If I did give you my stuff, I'd be very genuine. I am a genuine person.
What a dummy. Typical dummy.
Well, good morning, Fred.
Hey, everybody.
Well, today's going to be, today's going to rule. I've been looking forward to today's show for a while now.
Yeah, there it is, the Wrestling Jeopardy. But the guy from Machine is going to be here. He's going to be...
That's such an underplayed thing. A guy from Machine's going to be in studio.
Yeah, and we haven't talked to guy from Machine in months.
Yep, so he'll be here as, I don't even think Sarge knows... The guy from Machine's going to be his manager.
You don't think Sarge is on top?
He knows by now.
Oh, Sarge knows everything.
So the Calhoun crew is going to be in the house today.
I'm excited to have this guy rep Sarge.
Just as Jimmy Stewart predicted, Andy Wong is a man of great privacy.
I kind of like there being one thing of mystery about Andy Wong.
Andy Wong, not a man who wants his voice out there.
No.
He prefers to stay behind the scenes.
Calls the shots behind closed doors.
Exactly. Okay, so that's coming up at 8 o'clock. Bill Burr is going to join us in the 7 o'clock hour. C.J. Wilson in 9 o'clock. It's going to be a whole thing.
We'll interview the dean of the Dartmouth for Hillbillies as well.
That's right. That's right. Good old Tucker Silva.
Hang on. Line one, Fred.
Okay. Bob, go ahead, sir.
Hey, good morning, guys. My name is Bob, and I'm one of Fred's neighbors, and I just wanted to say I'm a real genuine person, and while he's at work every day, I like to let homeless people use his bathroom in the shower.
Okay. Thank you. You're a real genuine person.
That's good.
I'm a genuine... I mean, what a stupid thing to say.
I wouldn't mind isolating that. Can we do that, please? That was pretty good.
I'm a genuine person. I'm an idiot. I don't know how to get on this stupid cozy. I'm trying to do everything.
I know. Okay, good.
But I can't save anything.
I'm thinking part of me thought Richie should have just left him locked out for a while.
He's got work to do. I knew Fred was going to go nuts because that would piss me off too.
I have every reason.
No, absolutely. But also on top of that, John, we have a show to do.
No, I understand.
The reason he's pissed is because he legitimately needs access to that computer.
Yeah, I don't have. It's not 1912 I don't have 7,000 handwritten notes.
There's times where I like to stoke the fire, but okay. I don't want the show to crash and burn.
I'm not saying for the entire show, just a little longer.
You know what you should do, Rich? Rip his microphone out of the stand and throw it in the window.
That's exactly what I said.
Between you and Tucker Silva, there's about as much radio sense as my puppet.
It's exactly what your coworkers are going to be talking about today.
I am dizzy. I'm really dizzy.
Tucker and Rich.
Oh, my God.
Boston's home for sports. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Recapping what you missed with Tucker and Rich.
.985 The Sports Hub. We're Tucker and Rich, the very genuine Tucker Silva, who's not been in all week, but has had people log into computers.
We have a situation.
Yeah, there's a computer open The one that Felger uses where his Twitter is open.
All
right.
If he hasn't been in here.
He's lying.
Then somebody has his Twitter account.
No, he's lying.
Like,
get him back on the phone because he's lying.
Okay, so here's the deal. His Twitter is up. I'm going to tweet out some things. One is, I'm a genuine person.
Yeah.
I just clicked that. At Tuck Silva. How about...
Yeah, good. He can get his...
I like logging out of Fred's computer like a jackass.
He can get his followers up so they can all see his idiotic musings. He's lying. He was here.
Yeah, his Twitter. I mean, unless he gave somebody his Twitter login. No,
no
on a
one
different
would.
Computer.
You don't give anyone your Twitter login.
He was here.
That's not how it happens.
I do not log out of that thing.
What else should I tweet?
Let Zolex sit in front of that.
Oh, God. I'm a genuine person. I like logging out of Fred's computer like a jackass. I lied about not being in.
Call Tucker Silva and let him know that Captain Fun. Is lying and that he was here. Boy, why wouldn't you just admit it? I mean, what was he just popping around computers going, duh, 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 well, no, like no, Zoolander.
It's one thing for someone to use your login, but did he give somebody his Twitter?
Well, no, there's no reason to do that.
No.
No, no, no.
No. No. And if he is so genuine that he gives everyone his login, then there are people that he shouldn't be so quote unquote genuine with. Because if his Twitter immediately pops up, then what an idiot this guy is. No, he's not going to answer because he's so quick on the trigger.
He's changing his Twitter. I like 311. What else should we tweet?
Did you already put I'm genuine?
Yeah, I put I'm a genuine person.
I'm a genuine idiot.
I logged in every computer in the sports hub studio like a genuine person would. I like 311.
Hey, Tucker, Captain Genuine. you know your Twitter's up on the computer that Felger uses.
I'm aware.
Now, you were not in here.
No, I don't work there in the week.
Okay, then why is your Twitter up on another computer?
Because people log in using my login.
But why?
I'm now going to change my password.
But why is your Twitter password up?
Probably because I have it on auto login, is my guess.
Well, that's not very smart.
Yeah.
at Tuck Silva. Who have you given your information to?
Well, we have a new board op who literally needed a login in a pinch, so I was like, all right, just use mine.
Why would the board op need anything with the computer except to sit there?
He needs to get into like News Boss to play sound clips or highlights or something like that, so. He was in a pinch, so I just gave it to him.
So they put him on the air. They put him behind the board without any way to get into News Boss.
Correct.
You know what?
I don't know why the hell he's on your computer, though.
Well, he's not only on mine, because I'm not on yours anymore. I signed out of yours.
Who was it who used it?
I'm not going to name names.
Why? Because now I think it's you.
No, it's not. I don't work there during the week, Fred.
It doesn't matter. You could come in here. I don't know if you banged a chicken here.
8 years, and I know not to work on your computer.
All right. Well, whoever you're friends with has bopped around on everyone's computer and logged yourself in.
Yeah.
And you won't say who they are. Because why? And if they're working the games, I need to know who they are because they're not working the game. They're in here using everyone's computer. Well said, Tucker. Thank you.
Just tweeting nonsense.
I mean, this guy.
My favorite Imagine Dragons song is all of them.
I don't even know who that is.
I know secrets about John Wallach.
Oh, boy.
Send male nudes.
This guy's something else. I don't want to name names. Well, this guy completely screwed you, but you don't want to name names.
At Tuck Silva, if you want to see the fun.
And right, you should get his followers up so he can have. I like how he's never here during the weekdays either. He's never here during the weekdays. Nick, what does he do for a living? I know you're calling him to massage him because you're both proud Marshfield High graduates. What radio show?
I don't know. He produces another show. Yeah.
Like in New Hampshire?
I think it's here in Boston.
Hey, it's Nick from the sports.
For the company?
No, it's different. No, it's different.
What's going on?
We're trying to track down perhaps who it might be. So hold on a second.
All right.
Okay. Do we know? We have no idea who it is? Oh, you got to watch out, man. By the way, people like logging into their personal email. And
Rich
their personal
is a dreamboat?
Rich is
a dreamboat?
I mean,
really?
It's not the world didn't already know that.
Okay.
Wonder what kind of response he's getting. Should I check his notifications?
Yeah.
He's got a few of them. I can start sending people DMs.
Oh, who's he follow?
I don't know.
See if you can slip into some fine ladies' DMs.
I'm not going to click on his DMs. Then I'm being.
All right, don't DM, but you see who he follows. That's public knowledge.
Yeah, that's public knowledge.
You don't need to DM anyone.
I'm not going to. He follows like 1,100 people.
Oh, okay. Yes. Well, you know there's porn chicks in there. You don't just follow 1,100 people.
No. Everyone's just retweeting him saying that he likes 311.
Mm.
Chill!
Somewhere Be Real is very excited. All right. Well, you know what? That got us through a half an hour.
Only 90 minutes to wrestling.
Yeah, only 90 minutes.
Only 90 minutes until Guy from Machine.
Oh, we got to talk about, obviously, after the break, there was a lot of good things. One potentially scary thing that happened last night, which I guess the news is fairly good, but that Bruins team is just they're hilarious. They're so damn fun to watch, and with Brad Marchand playing the way he is, this team has been playing a long time into the spring.
There's a opportunity where they just won't have to play anybody. They can just call up Providence at the end of the season and just go at it, because they ain't catching Tampa Bay.
No.
So, and Toronto's not catching them.
No, this last run here on the homestand has given them enough room.
Yeah. Well, yeah, plenty of room. Yeah. They just had to go 500 and go 5-0 at home.
Yeah.
You're okay. Yeah, you don't have to worry about Toronto. So you just go ahead and get healthy. Play Hudobin as much as you can.
Which is not a problem.
It's not a problem. Get healthy. That's all you got to worry about. Get McAvoy back with like 3 games left. You can let Bergeron sit and heal. Until there's about 3 games left. If anyone even so much as feels a cramp in their leg, you let them sit out. Here are the headlines.
Toucher and Rich.
This is it. What? Luchini
Pogrom. 5 the Sports Hub. We are Toucher and Rich. And, Rich, what happened last evening?
No matter how many injuries, no matter how many suspensions, they just keep winning.
25 seconds left. Far point. Chara shoots. And Lyon the save. Rebound whacked out. They score! The Bruins keep the puck in. Brad Marchand with a couple of whacks at it at the far post. And Brad Marchand able to pump it through the legs and find the back of the net. 3-2 Bruins with 22 seconds left.
Brad Marchand, clutch be thy name. How many moments like that one yesterday has Brad been a part of the season? You're never out of it when he's on the ice as they do it again. Once again, the Bruins, 3-2, big win over the Flyers. So let's just take a look back in this week alone. Marchand has scored the game-winning goals in consecutive overtime victories. And last night, with only 22 seconds left in the game, he cut the balls off Philly by finishing what Pasternak started by slipping one past Alex Lyon. But before that, like one of those dudes in Florida with an upside-down pineapple, you got to see a geriatric score.
Wingles with a steal. Breakaway chance. Coming in is Gianta. Backhand. He scores! The Bruins able to make the defensive play, and then they trigger the breakout for the veteran, Brian Gianta, who had a breakaway clean look all the way in, making 2-1 Bruins.
Gianta! The 39-year-old guy they said probably wouldn't even play just comes in and kills it on a breakaway goal in the first. Everything is coming up Don Sweeney,
Captain America, ladies and gentlemen.
I mean, it really has gotten kind of ridiculous. It seems every player that they got, no matter how big or how small, has done something since they've been on the team.
They all have.
Wingles has. I think Wingles has scored.
Wingles had a goal and an assist in his first game.
Holden has played well. Yep. And well, except for 2 games ago, I guess, when he was on the ice. And then when McAvoy, was Holden playing when McAvoy got hurt? I don't know. So take that off the table. And then, Gianta had a goal last night.
I mean, it's almost funny how well everything's working out.
Yeah, and so you're not, Toronto's not going to catch you. And you're not, I don't know if it's mathematically possible or what would have to happen for you not to make the playoffs. I mean, something And you would have to lose like every game, and Florida would have to win every game.
Yeah.
And so they're in a position now where just stay healthy.
Yep, yep, yeah. Absolutely. Stay healthy. It's going to be tough with all these extra minutes that a lot of these guys are going to put out there. I mean, like, how tough is this on someone like Chara and all that? Right. It's going to be...
I would start giving Chara rest.
I would, too. You limit his minutes starting right now because you need him...
Yep.
Hit the ground running once the playoffs start, because you're expecting now, and not hoping, you're expecting at least one series win and hopefully two.
Yeah, you're locked in right now to where you're going to be in the playoffs, and now I would just start managing for the playoffs. You know, it's, 5 weeks out now, so I would start managing.
Less. No, it's not even 5 weeks.
Yeah, it's a little under a month now.
Okay, yep. So right now I would just start limiting Chara's minutes. I would start giving guys nights off.
Mm-hmm.
I would do all of that.
One quick thing about Brad Marchand, he's got 5 goals and 4 assists in 4 games.
Right.
What he is doing is special. I mean, he is, obviously you're talking about all the game winners, but he is everywhere. He kills penalties, I mean, especially with Bergeron out. The only thing Marchand can't do is take faceoffs. Other than that, he's pretty much filling in for Bergeron and doing just about everything.
He's just become one of the best, most reliable closers in the league.
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, he's not near the top of the standings as far as points and goals, whatever. But he's one of those guys who is doing everything at the most important time of the season. And they were David Ortiz comparisons last night that he kind of laughed off. But this is the kind of thing Ortiz would do. This is the kind of thing where he would absolutely take over for about 2 or 3 weeks and carry the team. And with all the people that the Bruins are missing, Marchand is doing everything those players did while they were in there.
Even though I'll give Pastrnak more credit than Marchand for the game winner.
Yes, okay. Dennis, fair enough.
Dennis, go ahead.
Hi, Hi. It seems to be common knowledge among basically every show in this town that the Bruins can't catch Tampa. But if you look at the standings, they're only 6 points back with 3 games in hand.
Right.
And more importantly, they play them 3 times down the stretch. So I think this is very possible that they could catch Tampa.
Okay, what would you rather, though, have? Would you rather have the luxury of resting people and giving people more time off than you normally would? Or would you want to catch Tampa just so you could have home ice?
In all honesty, I'd like to try to do both, because I'd like to avoid playing Toronto in the first round, because that matchup scares the crap out of me.
And Tampa might be resting guys.
I wouldn't be worried about...
So, I mean, you might have a situation where you have two teams resting guys.
I wouldn't be worried about Toronto, to be honest with you. They're a season away.
They are, but they're a bad matchup for the Bruins. I mean, they beat them 3 out of 4 times this year. They just scare me.
Well, fair enough.
Plus, I'd like to play Tampa with home ice, too, if we get to the second round.
Home ice in hockey doesn't... I don't buy home ice in hockey. That doesn't really...
Depends on the goaltending. That's the thing. That's why Tampa's going to stay where they are, because of their goaltender.
Well, the officiating was terrible yesterday.
I agree with that.
So, I mean, they were able to overcome that.
Oh, when they almost... When I saw them looking to see if that Marchand goal was offsides... I was sitting there going, are we really going to do this? And of course, and to their credit, almost immediately, like, no, it was fine.
Because there was nothing to look at. But yes, that is the biggest flaw with hockey, is that after goals, they'll look, even if the possession has been in the team's zone for, you know, 40 seconds, they'll look to see if it was brought in offsides. Mike, go ahead.
Yeah, I agree with the last caller. I think the Bruins should go all out to win the division. Frederik Andersen has owned the Bruins his entire career with less than 2 goals against average. Toronto has had 2 great years against the Bruins. They're a bad matchup. If you can play Columbus, Florida, a wild card team in the first round, that's what you want to do. The Bruins have 3 games in hand. They can pick up 2 points by winning back-to-back against Chicago. They play a game in hand Sunday. They come here against the Panthers on Thursday. They can pick up another. They can go into that St. Patrick's Day game against Tampa Bay just 2 points out. So I don't pass that up. I mean, stay away from Toronto if you can stay away from Toronto. I really do believe that.
All right.
Tampa's won 8 out of 9. I mean, they were struggling there for a while, but they found themselves. So, honestly, even if the Bruins go all out, I'm not convinced. You're in a situation where you have to beat Tampa at least 2 out of 3 there of those 3 meetings.
And you could beat me, then, you know, try. I mean, they're obviously playing Tampa. There's an opportunity there, but I'd much rather be healthy much rather be healthy going into the playoffs. I mean, you're rarely given this luxury. And yep. if you're healthy against Toronto in the playoffs, I like the Bruins I like by a lot in that series. And home ice against Tampa Bay doesn't, I'm not concerned with that.
By the way, when we get back, a potential, a devastating looking injury, and it ends up we've got some good news overnight. So we will get to that, the Celtics with another big win, and so much more.
All right, we will be right back.
You're listening to Toucher and Rich, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
98.5 The Sports Hub, we're Toucher and Rich, and Rich, something that looked real bad last night.
Yep, well, first, now it's official, the Celtics are headed to the playoffs.
Tatum times it well and slides in nice for the deuce.
This is with Kyrie on the bench right now, resting. Remember, he didn't play last game because of the sore knees.
Step back by Taylor. Oh! Slammed in! Smart comes out of the rafters! Hammers it home!
Marcus Smart.
Okay, I love Kevin Harlan. He's the only person that can make an exciting basketball play sound like a mass murderer impaling the innocent. Now, I do have to, however, hear Cedric Maxwell's reaction to that. Any guess as to what he would say about, because I've not heard this yet. The same call that had Kevin Harlan losing his mind. What do you think Cedric Maxwell will say about Marcus Smart's slam dunk there?
Something about Marcus, don't hurt him, get in the house.
No, probably just like sandwiches.
Like whipped cream on a sack of
pancakes.
Ham.
Pancakes. Little child, get back in here. You are in trouble. Ah! There will be a yell. Ah!
Okay.
There will be one of those.
I have not heard this either.
Okay, let's see.
Celtics playing with swagger right now. Tatum steps into the corner. Tough shot. Rims out. Oh! Offensive rebound. Marcus Smart with one hand throws it down with violence. Celtics lead by 14, and Tom Thibodeau calls timeout.
Somebody get me a napkin so I can wipe my mouth. Ooh, 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 ooh.
Ah, oh, we got a ooh, 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 not a ah.
Ooh, 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 ooh.
Well, with last night's win, the Celtics officially claim a playoff spot. 117-109, the final score in Minnesota. And on the court, the story for the Celtics as of late has been the bench. After a string of really good performances since the All-Star break, they did it again. They busted out a 30-15 run at the end of the first, going into the second, and never looked back. And for those people looking for the, hey, Al Horford is good storylines, he was very good last night. He had 28-6, but unfortunately, the win had a truly scary moment yesterday.
Jaylen Brown, Gallup. Oh! Oh! Two-way slam gets undercut by Wiggins and lands hard on the back of his neck.
Oh, my goodness.
And Jaylen Brown is stunned right now. Everybody races off the bench. A terrifying-looking fall. Art Horn immediately off the Boston bench. Greg Farnham, the athletic trainer from Minnesota, races off the Wolves bench. As Jaylen Brown got undercut in the air on a vicious two-hand slam and came down on the back of his neck.
Yeah, Jaylen went up for one of those, you know, patented monster dunks he does. Hangs there for just a second too long in the rim as his legs fly out from underneath him and lands right on his neck. He laid on the floor for almost a minute, but then walked off on his own. Here's Brad Stevens after the game on Jaylen's condition.
He felt pretty good leaving the arena, but he went to get a CT scan and a whatever else. So he's in good hands. He's with their team doctor. So, you know, I think that obviously the shock of the fall, I haven't seen the fall again, but our trainer said when he left the locker room, he was feeling good, moving okay, and in good spirits.
Yeah, and Al Horford was asked about what he thought of the play where Jaylen was injured.
I probably had one of the better looks. I was right there, and, you know, it was just tough to, you know, to see. You know, I was just happy that, you know, he was able to get up and walk on his own power. I mean, that's probably one of the worst falls I've seen.
Well, we do have some good news out of Minnesota, however. So last night, Sean Grandy tweeted that Jaylen Brown was not only out of the hospital, but he was also on the team flight back to Boston. And then Jaylen himself tweeted right around 2 o'clock in the morning, quote, appreciate everybody, I'm okay. I got a headache, though. And then it was an emoji with like a bandage on his head and kind of a face. Good team win! With exclamation points. There were about 14 things that could have gone wrong with that fall. I've seen players, and we've seen it a million times, try to catch themselves and break their arms.
No chance to do that. No. He was completely out of control when he was falling.
We've seen guys land directly on their head before, but it seemed like he landed at just the right spot. He had bent his neck just enough.
And he landed more on his shoulder first than his neck.
Yeah, but even then, I mean, you're thinking back, spine. I mean, there's a million things that could go wrong there.
Like an inch either way, and it could have been bad.
Well, first of all, the fact that he walked off the court, you know, it's always crazy when you're lying there for a minute and they start bringing the stretcher out, and it didn't look good at all. But the fact that he walked off was good. And now, I haven't heard whether or not they've officially said that he's in concussion protocol. Have they declared that?
No, they went.
I don't see how he couldn't be.
They went through the concussion protocol when they took him off the floor. They evaluated him, and then they took him to the hospital for a CT scan to make sure. And then he was cleared to fly, which is really a good sign.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how shaken up the guy. I'm sure we'll find out more later on today.
Shake it up!
That could have been a hell of a lot worse. Well, the next game is this Sunday at 7:30 at the TD Garden. The Celtics take on the Pacers. And you can hear Grandy and Mr. Cedric Maxwell, the guy who likes to make sound effects, right here on 98.5 Sports Hub.
By the way, Bill Simmons very offended that people are questioning Al Horford's value at his current contract value.
Why is this a thing? It's so funny because, like, in the past, like, the Globe had an article.
He knows so much about it. Because he wrote a book. A 4,000-page book about basketball.
Oh, don't tell him short. That was at least 10,000
words. Did I tell you about the one time I was going on a trip and I wanted to buy a book, you know, that I could read on the plane? And so I went to Barnes & Noble and I was like, oh, you know what? I'll get the book of basketball. It had just come out. So yeah, sure, I'll go buy it. And I looked at it and it was the size of, like, the Bible. It was War and Peace. And I'm not taking that on a plane.
Longer than The Hobbit.
The Bible was a table, a coffee table book.
Longer than The Hobbit. Hobbit's not long. Now, the Silmarillion.
Sorry.
Now we're talking.
Anything to get you to do the voice.
It was so freaking big. And I'm like, who could bring this anywhere?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, you can't. It's what people get for the most part, unless you're a researcher. You want a book that you can bring to the beach, or you can go on a trip with, and on the plane.
You want a book that you can fit into a bag that you can take onto a plane, and it's not going to weigh 400 pounds.
I feel like a jackass.
Unless it's
like,
a coffee table book that you use and you put on a coffee table as almost a decoration, or it's something that contains art that is or pictures. That the size of them matters.
Yeah, like it's like a coffee table book. This was not that.
I just like that he's above it all. He's so above that anyone would question the value of Al Horford. Everyone's so dumb, except for him. He knows everything.
Well,
he's bothering the hell out of me now.
Well,
again,
I know Al Horford's been asked about it, and he said yesterday in the Globe, he said fans may not appreciate. This is almost like, but my mom likes me. fans may not appreciate it, but players and coaches know what guys bring, and that's what I've always been about. I'm not really mocking him. It's a weird question to be asked. He said, I'm about helping my team win. Of course, I want to be able to have bigger games or whatever, but my priority is always putting the team first.
Well, he didn't play well for a stretch, and anytime you're making that kind of money and you don't play well, and, you know, essentially the team is what it is once Hayward comes back, you know, there's legitimate questions of, you know, there's a debate. I mean, there's a debate. There's two sides to it.
Well, there's no debate that the team is better when he's playing.
I understand that, but there's a debate if... Okay, so everyone knows he's not worth a max deal. But
In this NBA, he is worth a max.
Okay,
it's almost like these bad quarterbacks who are getting huge money. It's like they're worth what they're getting paid.
He was worth it. Okay, so, but if you looked at, if you had three max deals you can give out, you would probably like someone better than Al Horford. However, did they need to give Horford that max deal to get Hayward to come here, to get Irving to want to be here? I mean, that's kind of what the debate is. So there is a debate. But the idea that everyone is so idiotic and they don't understand what's going on and they can't possibly wrap their minds on the intricacies like Bill Simmons can. It's enough with him.
He's bothering you again? Is that what you said?
Yeah, with his long, I don't know. I don't even know how much he can bother me because I don't read The Ringer.
I like Kevin O'Connor stuff. He's the one guy in The Ringer who I really
Does
like.
Does he reference The Wire?
No, Kevin O'Connor's the guy we had on the show for years.
No, I'm kidding. Does he reference The Wire?
Or is that Bill Simmons?
Which character of The Wire is Al Horford like? Is what I want to know. Is he like McNulty? Or is he like Omar? Come on, let me know. I want to know. And can you tell me in 50,000 words or less?
That's the only thing, man. Just get the guy an editor.
No. See, no, I think that basketball book, I've often thought this. It is long. It's huge. I've seen it, too. I think that was edited. I think it was longer.
Then make it three volumes.
No, hey.
I'm telling you, like, no one's going to buy that to enjoy reading.
Well, no one, well, you're going to lose your ass if you make that three volumes. I mean, you're going to just, you might as well press human feces. The next two, the second and third volumes.
He had a buyer, and then it was so, I've never done that before. I've never seen a book that was too big for me to buy.
Yeah.
I was like, well, no, I can't carry that.
Yeah. And especially when it's just, then it's comparing it to the characters of Happy Days. And
nothing wrong with that.
The scale, well, you know. The Malachi
which
Crunch.
Which Celtic is Ralph Melf?
Well, no, it could be Samson and Elijah one where the Malachi mm-hmm. Crunch.
Did the Baroofy Sting go off okay? I mean,
what's the Baroofy Sting?
You don't know what the Baroofy Sting is?
No.
That's when you're trying to get a girl, and in order to do that, you get a guy to fake attack you, a real tough-looking guy fake attack you, and he takes a dive in front of you, so it looks like you beat up the cool guy.
Did Richie?
And then the girl
did Fonzie do that for Richie?
No, yes, that's exactly what happened. Fonzie did that for Richie. Richie liked the girl, but couldn't get her attention, so Fonzie got one of his big tough guy friends to Fonzie got to fake attack Richie. Richie knocked the alleged tough guy out, and the woman fell in love with Richie as a result.
Oh, so the guy who
did it, his last name was Baroofy, so they called it the Baroofy Sting.
I don't recall that. Was that back in when it was a good show?
Yes, that was first couple of seasons.
All right. The Baroofy Sting.
Yes, sir.
Because Hulu has a very select amount of Happy Days.
I understand. I've done the same thing. I've looked back. I think they have the trash can episode where Fonzie jumped all the trash cans.
Okay, because the last time I looked, they had the Malachi Crunch episode.
Yeah, I think they
and
have
only
the trash
the second
can
one.
Episode.
So, like, it starts with Pinky Tuscadero's car stalling out.
Oh, all right.
And Fonzie on the CB going, hey, what's going on?
That's right. A big, big dramatic scene where I have to go save her.
Yeah.
Yep.